AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis said to be weary after a jam-packed day in New York, but ready for today and tomorrow in Philadelphia, where a million or so people could be at Mass with him tomorrow. There were some 18,000 people inside Madison Square Garden for Mass last night. His day began with an address to the UN, where the pontiff denounced greed and the marginalization of the poor.
They are cast off by society,
obligados a vivir
forced to live of what is discarded, and suffer unjustly from the consequences of the abuse of the environment.
He also met with 9/11 family members at Ground Zero and school children in East Harlem. House Speaker John Boehner's decision to resign and leave Congress by the end of next month has touched off celebrations among the more conservative members of the GOP. Florida Senator and presidential candidate Marco Rubio tells the Value Voters Forum in Washington that the party has to change.
It's not about him or anybody else, and I'm not here today to bash anyone. But the time has come to turn the page. The time has come to turn the page and allow a new generation of leadership in this country.
House Majority Leader, California Congressman Kevin McCarthy, has issued a statement that said now is the time for House Republicans to focus on healing and unifying in the face of the challenges ahead. President Obama and his wife Michelle hosted Chinese President Xi Jinping and his wife Peng Liyuan at a White House state dinner last night.
The people of China and the people of the United States, may they work together like fingers on the same hand. In friendship and in peace.
Earlier, Obama said the U.S. and China have made gains in regards to cyber crimes. This is AP Radio News. Iran says one of its former top diplomats could be among the dead following Thursday's stampede in Saudi Arabia.
Iran State TV says Ghazanfar Rukhnabadi, a former ambassador to Lebanon, is among those missing when over 700 pilgrims died in a stampede during the Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. According to the report, at least 134 Iranian pilgrims died, while over 350 remain missing. Iran has strongly criticized Saudi Arabia over the disaster, citing incompetence and mismanagement. Meanwhile, India's foreign ministry says a number of citizens confirmed dead has risen to 18. I'm Charles Tadesma.
The last so-called blood moon happened in 1982, and after this Sunday night, the next one will be 2033. The confluence of a lunar eclipse and a supermoon prompting some doomsday talk, enough so that the Mormon Church cautioned members to not get caught up in the speculation. The eclipse starts a little after 10 Eastern time with a peak about a half hour later. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.